Okay, here's one of the oldest jokes ever, but it's still funny. There's a priest, a rabbi, and a cardinal. They're walking through Central Park. Jesus comes back. The priest runs up to Jesus and goes, "Thank God you are here. I have a lot of pain. My head just keeps hurting." Jesus touches him and says, "You're healed." The cardinal goes, "Oh, Jesus, thank God you're here. I got fungi in my toe and my knees all cramped up. I'm in so much pain." Jesus touches him. "You're healed." The rabbi goes, "Don't touch me, you fuck. I'm on disability." A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, "Sorry, but we don't serve food here." This guy goes to the doctor. Doctor tells him, "I got bad news and I got worse news." He goes, "Oh, what's the bad news?" Doctor goes, "You got less than 24 hours to live." "What's the worst news?" "I forgot to call you yesterday." There's a magician that works on this cruise ship. And he's doing shows every night. And the captain always liked to go see the shows. But the captain had a parrot with him. And because the parrot could talk and he understood the show, he would give out the information like, "Oh, it's in his sock, brah! It's in his hat, brah! It's up his sleeve, brah!" The magician hated this bird. One night, the magician snaps, and in the middle of his act, pulls out a pistol and goes to shoot the bird. The bird ducked, and the bullet hits a propane tank, blowing the ship up to a million pieces. The only survivors are the magician and the parrot, and they're both floating out in the middle of the ocean on two pieces of wood, and the parrot goes, "All right, I give up. Where's the damn ship?" This guy's mother-in-law comes to live with him. 2 weeks later, he comes home from the grocery store to find her laying unconscious on the kitchen floor. He calls 911. They come and pick her up, and fast forward about an hour later, he's sitting in the waiting room at the hospital while she's in emergency surgery. Doctor comes out after a while and goes, "Sir, I got some good news and some bad news." The guy goes, "Well, I might as well take the bad news first. What's up?" The doctor goes, "Your mother-in-law, she didn't die. She suffered a massive stroke, and she's unable to speak now. So she just keeps making this horrible, horrible screeching noise. She's also lost all of her motor skills. They're completely destroyed. So you're pretty much going to have to feed her, change her diapers, and feed her, and treat her like a baby for the rest of her life." The guy goes, "Oh my God, what's the good news?" The doctor goes, "Ah, I'm just kidding with you. She's dead." Brad Garrett walks into a public restroom. He sees a leprechaun at the urinal taking a piss. He grabs the leprechaun and goes, "Now I gotcha. Now that I have you, you gotta grant me one wish. I want to be famous and relevant again." The leprechaun thinks about it and goes, "Before I grant you this wish, you gotta do me a favor. You gotta let me fuck you in the ass." 5 minutes later, they're both on the floor and he's banging Brad Garrett right in the ass. Brad Garrett goes, "I can't believe I'm letting a leprechaun fuck me in the ass." Then Justin Bieber yells out, "I can't believe you thought I was a leprechaun." There's this big, long slide that leads down to a giant glass. Like a cup. You know, a glass. They are told before going up on this slide that while they're going down, they have to shout out whatever. And whatever they shout out, that's what they land in when they go in the glass. First guy goes out and yells, "Beer!" He lands into a giant glass of beer. The second guy goes down and yells, "Lemonade!" Lands into a giant glass of lemonade. The third guy goes, "Wee!" And that's when he died. David Hasselhoff walks into a bar every morning, and then he stays there till it closes.